John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Thursday Night Football this week. Jason Martinez, see, I can say his name, is with us once again.
I win one game and you can say my name?
Actually, and that's 2 weeks in a row that you went 1-2.
Yes, it is.
You know,
that was the sound of Jason's pick so far this season.
No. That's my Nelson Aguilar impression. All right. Well, let's start off with your game of the week. The Chiefs. Wow, you're really going out on a limb with these. The Chiefs.
Well, I need a good week, John.
The Chiefs at the Lions. Kansas City is a 6.5-point favorite. Really? You think so? You think they've got a chance?
Well, it's in Detroit, if that means anything.
Okay. All right.
But Detroit's coming off a big win on the road, obviously, against the Eagles. So.
And look, they looked really good.
Yeah.
Especially their defense. They looked really, really good.
Well, it's easy to look good when the guys that have the title wide receiver can't receive. I mean, it's like part of the problem, you know? Like, you go through the parking lot, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the parking lot can catch a football, right? They're all throwing them, but the Eagle receivers can't catch it. It's amazing. But, yeah, I love the Chiefs this week. 6.5, I'm fine with that. Detroit's got a letdown situation. I think the Chiefs are one of the best teams in the NFL. So I think it's an easy cover. I think it's a rocking chair ride.
You know, and especially, you know, if you watch HBO, now that The Rock owns the Chiefs.
Spoiler!
Oh,
I'm only an episode into the season.
Oh, sorry.
I'm still at, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
All right, so let's move on to the lock of the week. The Falcons at Tennessee. Again, really going out on a limb here.
Well, the reason why this seems like an easy pick for me, especially, is because the Falcons are two different teams. When they're on the road, they are not good at all. But when they're at home in Atlanta, in that dome, they're very good.
Uh-huh.
And the Titans came off a big win last week, so I really like the situation here for the Falcons. -4. You know, if they really want to kind of stay in this upper echelon of the NFC, they got some urgency here. And when you tap that, you have it at home. I think you cover the 4 points rather easily.
All right, and that leaves us with the Eagles game tonight. The Eagles at the Packers. The Packers, only a 4.5-point favorite. And aren't they undefeated?
Yeah, they're 3-0. They haven't played. The first game of the year, they played Chicago on the road, and they got a win 10-3. It was ugly. But that being said, they've opened up their offense the last couple of weeks, so they got a new coach there in LaFleur. And obviously, the big guy you got to stop is Aaron Rodgers, and he kind of mitigates any kind of new coach buffer period where it takes time because he's so good. The matchup dictates everything Packers here, from playing on Thursday night where they've never lost at home to Aaron Rodgers never losing to the Eagles, short week, travel for the Eagles, all those things, I get it. But the Eagles have one thing the Packers don't have, and that is a huge amount of urgency. And this is a huge game for the Eagles. It's not for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3-0, starting off the first quarter of their season. You can't manufacture that urgency. It has to be organic, and for the Eagles, it is. And Chip Kelly's last year, 2015, they went to Gillette Stadium. They needed a win. They got one. They were a huge double-digit underdog. Last year, they go to the Rams, double-digit underdog with Nick Foles. They go out there, and they get a win. Why? Urgency.
Mm-hmm.
They got it again tomorrow. I'll take the Eagles plus the 4.5 and to win the game outright.
Wow. All right. Yep. So once again, as your game of the week, it's the Chiefs and the Lions, and you're going with the Chiefs. The lock of the week is the Falcons and Tennessee, and you're going with the Falcons. And as you said, you are going with the Eagles. Do you think listeners realize that the two of us are wearing the same glasses?
No, you got great taste. They are good glasses.
And do you think they realize that you have more hair than Jason?
That does not happen often to you.
That does not happen often to me.
Although I got you beating facial hair on me.
Jason Martinez from our sister station of Fanatic Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Eagles. MGCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.